This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, we'll listen into a story and a song from a recent event at Can-Can Cinema and Brasserie from Indianapolis musician Stuart Hyatt. Our weekly top five is from Indianapolis musician, content creator, and self-described onstage wild man, St. Aubin. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist, including a brand new song that's a transatlantic collaboration between Indianapolis artist Jennison and Spain's The Biomechanical Toy. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, we'll listen to a recap of an event the Signal Boost team recently hosted at Can-Can Cinema and Brasserie here in Indianapolis with local musician Stuart Hyatt. It was a listening party for the re-release of his album, The Clouds. The album was created as part of an art residency he was doing at the Coleman Center in Sumter County, Alabama, and was initially released in 2004. Stuart composed the songs and had people from the local community sing and play on them. Here he is at Can-Can telling the crowd the history of the album and how it came to be re-released.
Okay. The little album that could, right? So I make this record, and we give them out in the community to the participants. Coleman Center takes a bunch. It came packaged in this. There was this letterpress printer in town named Amos Kennedy, and we did these letterpressed versions. And I think this is the only one remaining. And like I just burned these, but those quickly disappeared. And I went home, and you know, resumed next project, next life, next body of work, and I was. Got a job at an architectural model shop, and I also it came with an apartment, which was the best part. And we lived, if anyone remember those parties, in Briarpool. But the Coleman Center called me back and said, we need a lot more. So I burned like 400 copies, and I packaged it like this, because they were really using it as like a, this is what we want artists in residence to do, and like an example. And I moved on with my life. And I sent one of those to a friend who was the kind of person that, like if he liked it, it was good because he hated everything. You know those friends. You got to trust those friends. He said, Stuart, this is something. Like, this needs to be heard. Like, the only people who had heard it was, like, people in York and, like, my family. I said, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how the music business works. Like, I've never, like, you know, put something out like that. And he said, put it in one of those magazine samplers, right? Magazines were still a thing. So Magnet Magazine had this music sampler. And if you paid $500, they would put your song on it. So I put No, You Can't Take It on. Well, first of all, I didn't have any money. And Anne Marie was in medical school and had some awesome new student loans. So I asked her for $500, and then I put thank you, and then I put the song on the sampler CD, and it was national distribution for this magazine, and I'd started getting like emails. People were like, "What is this?" Like all the other stuff on the CD was like, you know, I don't know. Think of your least favorite band, and then there were these kids singing, you know, Scooby Doo. But, like, I started getting emails, and I got this email from Erwin Chusid, who is this DJ in New York and quite actually wrote the book on outsider music and thought that this was, like, this sparkling gem of a thing. Helped me find a label, a tiny label in Minnesota, and they said, well, let's do a special release. So I put together this thing. I was working at the architectural model shop, and we had all this corrugated cardboard come in. I mean, I had no money to do this. And we also got all of our paint in these plain grocery bags. So I would sit up after work, slice the grocery bags, slice the cardboard into this, ball up the cotton. Now, it was a good shop. We did have a laser cutter. So I cut 500 of these clouds. And then we had to assemble them by hand. And at the time, my grandparents were in kind of pseudo-assisted living. And, you know, we wanted to spend a lot of time with them. But you've been to assisted living places. It's just like there's nothing to do. So to pass the time, I said, hey, you guys want to fold a lot of paper with me? And boy, could they fold. I mean, precision perpendicular folds. I mean, my grandmother folded this. So we would just sit there for hours, and they were happy to be a part of that. So the thing comes out in that package, and I move on with my life. And then I get a phone call from Innova, and they said, Stuart, you have been nominated for a Grammy. I was like, holy, whoa, okay, for what? They said, for your grandparents' folds. I didn't even know there was a category for the best recording package, but there is. So Anne Marie and I go to the Grammys, and this is just occurring to me now. We got free tickets. The face value that year was $600, so there's your $500 back. Here we are, 2006 Grammys. There I am in the hotel ironing the T-shirt that I decided to wear to the Grammy Awards. It's actually for the next record I did called Shrimp Attack, which in a couple of years, if we can do one of these events for that, whew. I don't think I have to tell you that I did not win. The little album that could, it just kind of stuck around. So next year, 2007, my favorite record of the year was by LCD Sound System. It's called Sound of Silver. So you can imagine in January 2008 when I received an email from LCD Sound System's label saying, Stuart, James Murphy is obsessed with this record and he thinks he wants to put it out, but he also wants to do a 12-inch dance remix of No, You Can't Take Them. And I was just like, email. Do I wait an hour to respond? So I emailed back. I'm like, that sounds awesome. Let me know what you need. I'm honored. Thanks, Stuart. They don't email back, right? So, you all work in different areas of expertise. What's the etiquette? 48 hours? You don't want to look desperate. In a week? Everybody has their different timeline. So I waited 10 days. That seemed casual enough, but I'm thinking about it every day. I'm like my favorite artist in the world wants to remix. No, You Can't Take Them and possibly re-release this record. This is so awesome. So I email, the desperate follow-up, hey, hope you got my response. I'm in. Maybe we could set up a call. Thanks, Stuart. And the years go by. We have our first child. We have another child. The Chicago Cubs win the World Series. January of 2021. They email back. Hey, Stuart. Sorry for the delay. But we're really interested in putting this record out. I kid you not. Same email thread. And so they said, we really want to honor the original artwork. So Mike Vedino put together this ridiculous LP package. And so that's what's out.
That was Indianapolis musician Stuart Hyatt explaining the story behind the re-release of his album The Clouds live at Can-Can Cinema and Brasserie a few weeks ago. Stuart performed a song at the event as well. Let's check it out.
Okay, we are going to attempt to play a song live. Darkness and Light. Okay. When I wrote this, it was back at Kentrapish with the 7th graders. And as you can imagine, these are all kids in their 30s now. So it's hard to track down kids who are 12, but I have some current 12-year-olds. So put your hands together. Okay. So, 7th grade, y'all ready? Okay.
Thank you. state job. Never run out of light. Darkness and light.
Darkness and light. Darkness and light.
From day into night.
Day into night. Day into night.
Can't give up the fight.
Give up the fight. Give up the fight.
We're rising up every day. What we say is how we play tonight. All the stars are out tonight. It's time to say goodbye. It's a and light.
Thanks, Stuart, for letting us host that show with you, and thanks for sharing that song. It was a great night. We're going to take a quick break now. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen in to Indianapolis artist St. Aubyn's top five songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Let's take a listen now to St. Aubyn's top five songs.
You produce a top five list, mm-hmm. and here at Small Studio Signal Boost, that's a part of our show as well. We do a top five.
Yeah.
So today you're going to share a top five with us on a specific topic. Mm-hmm. But I want to ask, how do you do your top fives?
So my top five is based on the new releases of the week. I don't know how other people feel, but I often feel there's just so much content and music released. I think Spotify, I think there's like 60,000 songs a day that are uploaded.
Wow.
There's a ton of songs uploaded. So it's hard to kind of sift through. This was kind of a way for me, for myself, just to kind of like, oh, what's good, what's not. And then as I put more content on YouTube, it's also a way for me to blend a little bit of comedy and music together. So I pick the top five new releases of that week, put them all together, and then I kind of write jokes about the artist or the song, and then also just like give props to like, yo, this is why this is a good song.
How would we find it?
My YouTube channel, S-A-I-N-T space A-U-B-I-N. That's my YouTube channel. All of my YouTube content is there.
So the top five that you're going to share with us mm-hmm. today, can you tell me what that's about?
Yeah. So I picked Mood Shifters. There are specific songs that any time I hear them, and specifically these five songs, it shifts my mood. Whether positive, or I don't want to say negative, but like introspective. I think any right when I hear the first note or the first beat, it just immediately my mood shifts, like no matter where, you know, where my mind is. I think the first one would be Come and Get Your Love, Redbone. That is such a jovial song. And it's just like when you hear that, and then the bass comes in and you're just like, that era of music was just so fun. It didn't seem formulaic. It was just like homies just playing something and it was fun. And every time I hear it, I like my butt starts to shake. I can't help it, and it just puts me in a fantastic mood. The next one is a similar song, is Superman by Goldfinger. If you played Tony Hawk Pro Skater at all, you heard Superman. It's a song that makes me feel so much hope. I remember the band Goldfinger, I mean, they're older now, they're probably in their 40s, maybe 50s. They did a like live stream during COVID, and they played Superman, and it was like the best thing, because they're all, I think, genuine, they're like 50 years old, and they're still playing this like ska punk song, you know, which to me, I love things that don't, like, one of my favorite documentaries is called The Other F Word, and it's about all these like punk rock gods who became fathers, and there's something so satisfying about seeing like a heavily tattooed like man with like spike hair and like plaid pants like holding their child's hand. Like, I love that so much. So them playing Superman, it was just, it just made me feel so much hope.
Okay, what do we have next?
So the next two are kind of in a similar category. The first one would be Speak by the band called The Chariot. They were my favorite band growing up as a kid. And I'll never forget, I was sitting on my friend's couch in the living room, and they dropped a video of, oh, there's a new song coming out. And all it is a piano, and then the vocalist, his name's Josh Scoggin, he screams. And it's just a piano, and it's him screaming. And the negative space in the song, it just makes me think. It just makes me think, like, what am I feeling right now? How am I feeling? I absolutely love that song. Pray, beg for your workers, and pray to God for me. Bleeding hearts, me bleeding. A song that's very similar to that is Blood Bank by Bon Iver. The best way to describe that song to me, every time, and it just starts, it's like, ooh, and like immediately. That song to me feels like when Adderall first kicks in.
A prescription for that medication.
Yeah, I do. I do. Thankfully. I went the right way. I was in therapy for like 6 weeks, and they're like, yes, you need it. I was like, great. Yeah. It's like I'm focused, I'm poised, and I'm like thinking about what do I need to do today? Like, how do I get from here to there? Well, I met you at the blood bank. We were looking at the bank. This happens to be my favorite song of all time. It's a song called Marigold and Patchwork by the band The Appleseed Cast. And this intro, it's just like this big open guitar. Anytime that song makes me feel free. That's like the song I listen to when spring first breaks in Indiana. Because like I'm a firm believer, like, people in California, they're too soft because it's 70 degrees there all the time, and they think the world revolves around them. Like, people need to struggle, they need to suffer a little bit, and the winter does that. Because it makes you appreciate the good. And when spring, there's nothing like a spring in Indiana, or in colder climates. Because it's just like, I was here yesterday, and now I'm here. Because then my favorite thing to do, I drive down Mass Ave, and everybody's out. And there's just like a joy, like we're finally free. And the Appleseed Cast, Marigold and Patchwork, it's just this aggressive, indie, emo song that just makes me feel just free to just like fly. I don't know. I've never flown before. Not yet, but yeah, that's my favorite song of all time.
Mm-hmm. That is a fantastic list.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm wondering, you're welcome. Is there a St. Aubyn mood bender that we should play?
Yes. And it's actually, I just released a song called Hey Ma. My favorite compliments are the unprovoked ones, where somebody that you don't really talk to a lot texts me and she's like, hey, this song meant something
hey,
to
Ma.
Me.
Did I miss you? Finally stopped all the nagging and you left me with the tissues. Review, it's true. The problem was with me too. Take two without you. I still got issues. Pray Jesus save me. He's being lazy. Get all your friends and rebuke the crazy. Cause all I feel lately, guilt is strong. Guilt is strong.
And a friend of mine texted me, and he legitimately said, he's like, this song is like three moods in one song, you know? So it's like, I push myself stylistically, I rap on it. I'm not a rapper. I've never rapped before, but for some reason I felt led to rap. So I kind of rap on the verses, and the chorus is kind of just like a pop pretty chorus. But then the end, it kind of gets aggressive at the end. It kind of just like a little grungy rock. Yeah, I would say that if you want a mood bender, that I think that song will change your mood multiple times, I think.
You're always reaching into the deep end, keeping me breathing, now that you're leaving, I thought it'd be better.
Hey, this is St. Aubyn, and this is Small Studio Signal Boost.
St. Aubyn's album release show is Saturday, March 4th at White Rabbit Cabaret with special guest The Mild West. Tickets are available now.
Thanks, St. Aubyn, for sharing those top five mood-changing songs with us. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from Taylor Hall. You may remember Hall from her moving song, I Can't Breathe, from 2020. She has since moved to L.A. and has a brand new single. This is L.A. Nights from Taylor Hall on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Sunrise in my eyes, been going hard these last few nights. Been rolling all the days in tonight and over again.
That was Indianapolis native Taylor Hall with L.A. Nights. You are tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. First, Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
You'll want to keep an eye out for Indianapolis psych rockers Mana, that's M-A-N-A, They will release their first full-length record this year, but for now, let's listen to a single titled If Only. Up next on our all-local playlist is a song from musician Ali Bucket's latest release titled Times Like This. This song is called Good Day.
New day, but it's feeling like the last one. Still blessed that I get to even have one. Slow down, take five, this is halftime. So we strategize, realize that we got this. Life can be a punk, if don't quit. Gotta understand, it's a test, not a good flick. Finna go and put it in my hand, I got good grip. Down to my last, but I'm bound to make a good flip. Yeah, but that's the way it goes. Take the highs with the lows.
I'm Adam Gross, here with Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong, and you're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. Indianapolis artist Jennison released a new single a couple weeks ago. It's a collaboration with a Spanish electronic artist named The Biomechanical Toy, and the song is full of dreamy synthesizers and up-tempo drum machines. It's Jennison with Velvet Twilight.
Melissa Davis here with co-host Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. So what is coming up in live events?
Thursday, March 9th, Indianapolis groups Everything Now and Stupor Waffles will be playing with Massachusetts band Constant Smiles at Square Cat Vinyl. Should be a good one.
Yeah. And we heard from indie-based St. Aubin during tonight's Top 5. He describes himself as a wild man on stage, and you have a chance to see him live in action at his album release show at White Rabbit Cabaret. That's Saturday, March 4th, with special guest The Mild West.
And we mentioned it earlier in the show, but March 10th, Bless is playing at the Deluxe. Charlene, you want to give us a little more info about that?
Yeah, we'll be at the Deluxe. It's a very big venue. And if you ever thought that you would like to support local music, March 10th would be a wonderful day to decide to start to do that. And we will be joined by our friends Flocko and Inner Peace, two very great local musicians. So we're all local and we want to support everyone and we want support. And then the next week we'll be in South by Southwest, repping Indianapolis hard and showing everybody what we got. So wish us luck and come out on March 10th at the Deluxe and say goodbye.
Yes, for sure. We will be there. That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. This is Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show was produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. We are at our last song of the night. Adam, what do we have?
This is Isolation Drills with their new single, Rue Ridden, on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.